Pesachim chapter 7, Mishnah 1. Ketzad solin es haPesach. How do they roast the Pesach offering? Okay, so the verse which brings out Exodus chapter 12, verse 9, says you're not allowed to eat it raw, and it's not allowed to be cooked in water. What you have to do with a Korban Pesach is roast it. It has to be roasted on a fire. It says the Mishnah Mevin Shpud Shel Rimon. What they would do is they would take a spit of pomegranate wood, a long spit of pomegranate, and they would put it in its mouth at base in the kuvasa, and they'd come out the backside. So they put it along the animal, the spit of pomegranate wood. And why did they use pomegranate wood? It teaches us two things. One, that you can't roast it on a metal spit, because otherwise what we're worried is that, according to this opinion, the animal's been cooked by the heat of the metal and not the heat of the fire. And two, that it has to be pomegranate wood, because pomegranate wood doesn't exude a lot of moisture when it's cooked. And if that happened, we would worry that it would be the moisture would cook the animal, not roast the animal. V'nosen es krav v'es b'nei mayav l'socha. And then what they would do is they would take its legs and its entrails and put it inside the animal. Divrei Rebbe Yosi Aglili. That was according to Rebbe Yosi Aglili. Yeah, but Kiva Omer, he disagrees. He says, "Kamin bishul huzeh. If you put it inside the animal, it's going to be like cooking it. It's not going to be like roasting the legs and the entrails." And therefore, elasolin chutzlo, what they should rather do is hang the other pieces of meat outside on the fire. And he brings over here at the end that the loch is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. So they would hang the other parts of the animal, the legs and the entrails, also like off the spit and onto the open fire.